Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta take in the game of who?
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Mr. Robert Porter.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Yes, sir. I got to
never get sick of that.
Cleveland, this one's for you.
Rob, you're a fool.
Right off the cuff, we are talking sports with the 12th man today. It's post NFL Finals Day today, of course, the 20th. Robert was so excited. He had to, like, just, you know, kick and talk about some sports tonight. Or I don't know if he wants to kind of, like, dive into more about the NFL, the NBA draft. But we are officially talking sports with the 12th man. I'm Andre, joined by my fellow co-hosts. Let's get it started. Let's kick it off with Mr. JQ. How are you feeling this evening, sir?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Like I told him before we got on the air, you got to let me bask for a little bit. I called the team and the game. I mean, I know it looked improbable at 3-1, but I'm pretty good on that. How you doing?
Okay. All right. I'm fantastic. We'll let you have your
How you doing?
Prediction. We'll set it aside. How you doing? Mr. Robert Porter, how you feeling today, sir? What's going on? You doing good?
Man, doing great, man. Feeling good. Woke up from my nap, you know. Everything's good. Let's make it do what it do. Let's talk a little NBA. Let's talk a little golf.
Let's have some fun, of course. And set up multiple alarms so he is ready to go. Let's call in. Let's give up these numbers.
You
want to reach out to your boys. 424-243-9519. That's always our number. We are in the Twitter space. Go to @12, THMAN Sports. You'll find us in that arena. And then final, last but not least, we're also on Facebook. Our Facebook was going nuts, guys. All those great posts and everything. Just go to facebook.com/12thmansports, or if you put in Talking Sports for the 12th Man, you will find us as well. Gentlemen,
Rob is controversial.
Let's kick this off.
He's controversial, man.
I told you, man.
Say what?
His Facebook post is controversial.
Controversial? Let's talk about that. What Facebook post?
Oh, the one about the top 10. You know that you're just going to get some plaque for that top 10.
Oh, well, come on. Everybody's got a right to their own top 10. You know, we can all post.
That's a little this guy here.
I backed it up with facts. I backed it up with NBA MVPs. I backed it up with NBA Finals MVPs. I backed it up with stats. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you because I knew what I saw. I said, look at here he goes.
Yeah.
We have one particular follower, and you know we appreciate he's following Talking Sports with the 12th man. But we have one particular follower who just I think he's doing something on the side with Kobe Bryant, but I wasn't gonna call him names, but Andre called him out already. But
hey, man, you know I'm a side with Roger in more cases than not on that one. I'm with the Lakers, so you can't go after Roger like that, man.
The fact of the matter is, most of Kobe Bryant's career, he was the second best player on his own team. You know, I give him credit. I put him at number 7.
Come on, man. If you go take
but he's only got one MVP. He's got two NBA Finals MVP. I give him that. But he's only got one career MVP. Duncan,
Because he got two of them stolen by Nash. You know he got two of them stolen by Nash for one.
No.
If you're going to take away the Shaq years, then you got to take away LeBron's years with Bosh and Wade. You got to have somebody to win a title with. You just can't be out there by yourself. So,
what? I'm going by individual. I ranked them by – I'm not going by team. You know, obviously, he's on 5 championship teams, you know. He was on some good teams, had a good coach. You know, you give him credit for that. But I ranked them based on individual performances.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dre. I couldn't help it. When you reached the Facebook, I said, this guy here is just a rabble rouser.
Yeah. Those other guys have more MVPs, and they have more NBA Finals MVPs, and their statistics are better.
I don't care. You know Kobe is a stone cold killer. But I give it to you. But you know
overrated.
Kobe, yeah, he's a stone cold killer.
Overrated.
You know. Go ahead, Dre.
It's kind of tough because, you know, I'm not a Kobe lover. I respect Kobe, too. I mean, we're not talking about he's not a cold killer, but Roderick will literally say that Kobe is, like, the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's even greater than Michael Jordan.
See, I didn't say that. I won't take it that far. Yeah, no, I wouldn't take it that far.
Yeah. Yeah,
so what would you rank him,
like,
JQ?
Yeah, where'd you rank him?
I mean, you have to give me more time to think about that because I don't want to tell you he's number one. Like, that's crazy talk, but he's – I got to have
him. Yeah, I
have
him in the top 10. That's respect.
He's still got to be ahead of LeBron for me at this point, though. He still do. You saw. We talk about this now.
I can't.
Kyrie Irving said that he had that Mamba mentality when he hit that three to kill it. Killer instinct. When you're second best player said, I'm playing more like Kobe, I said, go on, Kyrie. Hit him with that Mamba.
Here's the deal. Look. Kobe Bryant, I mean, great player. I mean, like I said, he's in my top 10. I mean, to be a top 10 in anything and that kind of, I mean, great player. But here's the deal with Kobe Bryant. LeBron, I can't put him ahead of LeBron James because of individual numbers. You look at LeBron in this series, he's the first player in NBA history to lead a series in five categories.
No, I give him that. It's close.
And
it's still close.
Blocks, steals, rebounds, assists, and points. The first player to do that in the NBA Finals, and also the first player to do that in any playoff series in NBA history.
I'm not taking anything away from LeBron. You know there probably is nobody
last year,
yesterday except for me.
And last year, he was the first player to do in points, rebounds, and assists, which is still incredible. And, I mean, that's something that Michael Jordan never did, and I'm not putting LeBron over Michael Jordan.
Say,
let's make that clear.
Right. Okay, see, then you can't say – you can't use that for putting him over Kobe then. Come on now. Go ahead, Dre. I'm sorry.
Let's make that clear.
We got to get back to Dre. We got off the rails, Rob.
But I did put him – I put LeBron number five. I put Kobe number seven. So I didn't put either one of them ahead of Michael Jordan. No, just to make that clear, Michael Jordan number one on the list.
Hey,
you're a Laker fan, right? I put Magic Johnson number two. Hey, Laker fans, y'all act like y'all forgot about Magic Johnson.
No, I ain't forgot about Magic Johnson at all. Just two different types of players. I ain't forgot about Magic. Magic is the reason why I am a Laker fan, so no, I haven't. That's about
okay,
where I
all right.
That's
you put Kobe over Magic, too?
You put four players for the Lakers in there. Kareem, James Worthy. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I put all those Lakers on there. The Lakers fans are talking about Kobe.
No. I wasn't mad. I saw the Roger got mad, and it had the most post comments. I was like, look at this man out here getting these boys started.
I'm like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got six MVPs. Kobe's got one. Y'all want me to put Kobe over Kareem, too?
No. Where did you have Kobe? I mean, Duncan.
I had Duncan number three, I believe.
Yeah, Tim Duncan number three?
Tim Duncan number three. Tim Duncan's best power forward ever played a game. He's got five NBA titles. He's got three NBA Finals MVPs.
And he's got
several season MVPs.
So, okay. I'm sorry, Dre. Wow. That's pretty high. That's pretty high for Duncan.
Duncan is he's definitely an underrated superstar, at the least. His stats are impressive, and I'll give that to Dre.
Yeah, you put his stats
next
to Kobe. He's not even close.
Kevin McHale, I mean, I think some great classic players. Bill Russell's of the world, I mean, some Oscar Robinson. It's just tough, man. I mean, we haven't been around. I know even back in those days, different league, but – yeah, we could talk about this, like, literally all day long, man. So, I love the fire.
Now, my top ten was based on players playing since 1976, so that eliminated Russell and Will Chamberlain. And so if you notice, I did top ten players in the NBA since 1976.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, it's good. Like I said, JQ, he kind of took a cessation. He's kind of being calm, but I love the energy coming right out the gate, guys. That's what it's all about. Just to mimic.
Here's another stat.
I thought
it was hilarious.
One more stat I'll throw out there for you guys. There's only four players in NBA history that has at least four MVPs and three finals MVPs. There's only four players in NBA history. Can you name the four?
I saw that, Chris, and that was a trivia question too, actually.
Three NBA Finals MVPs, at least three NBA Finals MVPs, and at least four season MVPs. There's only four players in there.
Jordan, was that one?
One of those. He's got to be.
Jordan, of course, is one.
Yeah, he's got to be. Four regular
ones. Three other
ones
players.
Here. Bill Russell?
Bill Russell is two.
I don't think it's Jerry West.
Yeah, he didn't make it. He's like Oprah.
But Jerry West only won. He was only on one championship team.
That's right. Yeah, he just kept getting smoked by Boston. That's tough.
Russell.
Yeah, you already said Russell. You got Jordan and Russell. You got two
got
more. I know we got to get to the rest of our show.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I can't think of the other two right now.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James.
Well, I thought LeBron was forgiven. Okay, I thought it was five then. Okay, he's one of the four. Okay. Because he clearly just did that. So, yeah, so I missed Kareem.
Yeah,
I
saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That was the one. All right. Man, good call. All right, let's keep gentlemen. We are ripping and running. We'll have plenty of enough time because I'm sure we'll keep talking about a lot of the other topics here. But really quickly, I don't know what's up with Rob in U.S. Open Golf, but I get it. Dustin Johnson, he wins. And the ironic thing about Dustin Johnson, and this is kind of controversial too, what happened with the U.S. Open and their little thing about him, in that he was kind of like similar to LeBron, and he just kept coming in second, kept losing, and he finally gets over the hump, and he wins the U.S. Open, even though some controversial stuff about they were kind of holding off making that call. So, Rob, you want to talk about that really quickly, and we'll talk about the NBA?
Well, yeah, congratulations, of course, to Dustin Johnson, winning the U.S. Open, 4 under par. Obviously, he had three guys at 1 under par, so he won it by 3 strokes, Jim Furyk, Lowry, Scott Piercy, all at 1 under par. So Dustin Johnson winning by 3 strokes. Of course, they had quite a few delays with the U.S. Open, with weather and things of that nature. In some cases, players had to play 2 rounds in 1 day. But anyhow, congrats to Dustin Johnson and pulling off the U.S. Open.
The USGA was wrong. They was wrong because I was watching that yesterday.
Yeah, they were.
They was dead wrong for telling him that on 12 after the ball moved. I saw the replay. I was watching it live when that happened. They was wrong for doing that to him. That's still an amazing shout-out to him that he didn't let that destroy the rest of his round. They was wrong for doing him like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. Totally, totally. That's like basically saying, hey, if somebody shoots a three-point shot, then we're going to come back and, review that later on. You rebuke that right then and there. You don't sit there and let that guy think about that. That messes up the whole field, too. So that's a terrible call.
Yep.
U.S., I know there were like a lot of happening with Twitter, the Twitter universe and whatnot, so just poorly executed, and hopefully they'll learn the lesson from that too. So do you have anything else to say about that, Rob?
Nope. To our golf fans, if you'd like to get more out of us, please hit us up on Talking Sports with the 12th Man, our Facebook page, and of course, follow us on Twitter as well. We appreciate you tuning in.
I know I give you a hard time, Rob, but actually that's not a bad – good job about that. All right, here we go, the Cavs. They won the title. Congrats. Shout-out to Mario, my cousin. I know he was a Cavs Cleveland fan by marriage, and so he's been adopted the family. So what a great win for the Cavs to come by. LeBron's got the monkey off his back. He's done it. He's brought it back. It's been a 54-year drought for Cleveland winning, so just a lot of love for that. So I'm gonna let Rob start, and then I'm gonna let JQ finish it, so he's get his gloating in. So anything else you want to say about that, Rob?
Cleveland, this one's for you.
Oh man!
But yeah, congratulations to the city of Cleveland. Obviously, you have a long drought to winning championships. I believe going back to 1964, Jim Brown was the last great athlete to deliver a championship to the city of Cleveland. That was even before the Super Bowl era. That was just a call the NFL championship game. That's how long it's been for the city of Cleveland. But so hats off to our listeners in Cleveland. Enjoy it. know, don't destroy your city. You know,
right.
You know, have fun and enjoy the title. And obviously, we finally got a good game in the NBA Finals last night too. Most of the games were blowouts. Well, all the games were blowouts prior to last night's game. So it was a great game. I think just about every fan in America was on the edge of their seats, watching it down to the wire. And also, this is the highest rated NBA game on ABC ever. Got an 18.9, which is incredible. I mean, that's the highest rated NBA game going back to the Michael Jordan era. So that was pretty phenomenal for the NBA and last night. And I mentioned congrats to the city of Cleveland, but of course, congrats to the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. First team in NBA history to come back from 3-1 in the NBA Finals 2. And I'm willingly admitting that I thought Cleveland had no shot. I thought they had no shot of coming back after the first two games, let alone coming back from 3-1. And so it was a hats off to them being able to pull it off. And it looked like LeBron James may finally have a Robin with Kyrie Irving. So we'll have to see. We could be seeing these same two teams in the finals for a few more years. I know OKC might have something to say about that. We'll see how these teams develop and going forward. But just a great game. And hats off to Cleveland. Even Kevin Love stepped up finally, rebounding the basketball, playing his role a little bit on last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Advertisers are happy too about that game seven. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Man, don't start that, man. Don't start that. Listen, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and
one more, real quick, JQ.
Okay.
I'll just add through something in before Andre talk about his rig stuff here. And, let me just throw this in real quick. Just so our listeners would know, the NBA. Or what are these games? What are these series? Go four games? What do they go five games? What do they go six games? Or what do they go seven games? And so it's no additional money for the NBA. They get a set amount of money for these contracts, regardless of how long the series go. And so we'll get to that Ayesha Curry stuff in a little bit, but that's just throw that out there. There's no additional revenue for the NBA regardless. Whether the series goes four games or seven games, they're still getting the same amount of money.
Go ahead, JQ.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just going to go ahead and toot my own horn for calling that. But, yeah, it was real dark when it was 3-1, and I have to, you know, have to be a couple there too. I was it was quick to jump off, but I got to give them a lot of credit. They hung in there, and they took a game five ruling getting Draymond suspended to swing the series, really, is what happened. But then, like you just talked about, it, you got those two signature moments, the chase down block on Iguodala by LeBron and the stone cold mob mentality from Kyrie on the three right in Curry's face. I mean, wow, for the city of Cleveland, ending in that 50-something year drought. And again, for me, you know, I'm not a Cavs fan. I'm from Ohio. I want LeBron to do well. So, yes, I'm. You know, even when we talked about earlier, I still want him to do well. I know he's up there in the list. We can disagree on where he is in that top 10, but he's still in there. So it's not that I don't think he's in there. So, you know, I want to see him do well. And I think he got that one off his back. I think that's the one. And I was watching his and hers, and they made a good point that it was like when Kobe got those last two without Shaq. It was when it was him, and you had to give him that credit. You know, he was clear number one with Powell behind him, and you didn't have to have that 1A, 1B, who's the lead dog when he had Shaq. I think it's the same thing with LeBron not having Wade and Bosh, where, you know, as great as Kyrie was, and, I mean, all the stats you said are great, but if you watch those games, Kyrie kept them in a lot of those games with his dribbling and getting to the rim and dishing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, those two having those games, you know, both getting 41-point games, and then with those six extra plays and both just playing out of their mind yesterday on the road in Game 7, I think they had to have it for their legacy. And now you got to talk about Kyrie real for real, too, because he just put a dagger in Golden State in Oakland. And that was brutal.
Yeah. Well, every great player needs a Robin. And as I just mentioned a little while ago, LeBron may finally have one. And if you even go back to his Miami years, you know, Dwayne Wade was beat up quite a few of those years he was in Miami. And so he's got a young player that can step up and knock down big shots on
he
the
had
side.
Yeah, we had Chris Bosh. I mean, Toronto Chris Bosh was good.
Chrissy
like,
Bosh?
He was getting coming to Miami. Toronto Chris Bosh was good.
Wait, you say Chrissy Bosh?
Hey, I've seen Toronto Chris Bosh went to the All-Star game every year in Toronto.
Yeah,
he didn't get no.
You know,
okay, I'm just saying he wasn't no slouch. Is all I'm saying. I'm more like to just
no, he wasn't no slouch.
Wise,
I would give you that, but Kyrie Irving, man, I think he's finally got a true Robin player that can come up and come up big for him. And
just run all your stuff yourself.
Say what?
I said R.I.P. Chris Bosh. Rob just wrote you off dead, bro. What you did, no matter. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
But you won two titles in Miami. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, right now he's got a true Robin kind of player that can come up big and score and knock down a big shot just as much as he can knock down a big shot.
That's true.
Got about nine and a half minutes to go. I'm going to add my little two cents. And just a great game from the Cavs, man. You talk about getting through the adversity, obviously, with Draymond Green getting suspended. They handled their business. Andrew Bogut was hurt. And so you saw, you know, Barzal was no match. And Fizzell, I mean, they didn't match up well at all. So that was just not a good situation. You nailed it to JQ that, you know, obviously Kyrie just came alive, man, just dagger and just great defense from Kevin Love. So just a great win from the Cavs, definitely. So, you know, obviously kudos to them. Happy for LeBron to get his title. You know, that's what he came back to do. So a lot of props from that vantage point. I'm going to say rig is too strong of a word, but from my vantage point, I would say that there was definitely, you know, there a lot of questionable stuff is all I'm going to say. But, you know, at the bottom line.
Here we go.
But Cavs say they won. You know, fair and square. I mean, like I said, it was a good game. A lot of things happened. The Cavs deserve, you know, they came out, they played, they did what they had to do. So, like I said, much respect to the Cavs. And like I said, I'm happy for Cleveland. I'm a LeBron fan that he got it. I'm happy that he got his. You know, I wanted the Warriors to win, obviously. But, you know, good game, you know. And that's kind of how we're going to talk about. Good.
Before you jump off of that, before you go to Aisha, I want to throw out there that I wish that the media had played this up more. That hug between Draymond and LeBron, given everything they went through in the battle these past 2 years, they were able to, you know, that hug at the end of the game where it looks like that was for real. It wasn't just like, going down the hockey lines, hand slap, like, yeah, whatever, bro. Like, that was for real.
Yeah.
And given how hard they competed in that series, I wish they had played that up more to say, hey, we're going to be combatants at the end. I'm respecting your grind because I see you and you respecting mine. We just out here trying for the same thing. And it happens when you play basketball. Things get heated. I just wish they had to show that more. They always want to show them fighting, but they don't want to show the love. And I wish they would do a better job of balancing that.
That's a good point.
Tough.
Yeah.
It's good to have the respect, though. And you talk about it, too, because even before, and I talk about, like, you know, whenever you have the old school teams, like, you know, they didn't like each other. There was no adapting before the games. I mean, the Knicks, the Pistons, the Lakers, they didn't like each other, you know.
No.
And you kind of miss that competitive side because, like, I'm not going to shake your hand and be buddies with you. I'm going to, like, assassinate you in the court, you know. So you miss that type of but the sportsmanship, it is good to see that. I will admit that, too. So it's like you got to find that nice balance with that, too, as well. But, you know, like I said, I had a Cavs fan. He was like, you know, he was kind of telling me, yeah, they had it in for Steph that one game. But it was crazy. But, like I said, bottom line, Cavs are the one they got it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So go ahead, Rob. I know we're going to kind of ease right into the Aisha thing and let you do your part as far as that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I know we already talked about the rig thing with Aisha Curry. I mean, well, you know, we already talked about the rig thing
a little bit.
But Aisha Curry is the one who put out the, you know, the worldwide tweet. Of course, it was retweeted thousands of times across the world, her comments. And here's the problem I have with Aisha Curry's comments.
Get her out.
When Golden State won the championship last year, was the NBA rigged? When everything's going well for your husband, that he's winning all these MVPs, got two-time MVP, knocking down three-pointers left and right on teams, won 73-9, you won the world title last year. I never heard one tweet from you about the NBA being rigged. Now you lose one game in game six. Now the NBA is rigged. That's the problem I have with what Aisha Curry did. And, you know, and I think, you know, I think Steph Curry's right. He may have to consider turning off the Wi-Fi so she can sit down and just concentrate on cooking at home on cooking TV show.
Come on, Rob. we want to keep our viewership.
but she's got a cooking show. She's got a,
She does have a cooking show.
I know. I'm just messing with it.
I'm just messing with you. I just had a problem with that. You know, your husband is a great player. You know, they lost a game. When everything is going great, you didn't say anything about the NBA being rigged. But now when you lose a game, it's rigged. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, I love it. Just eviscerate her. Take her to the woodshed because you put yourself out like there like that. And I don't get the point of deleting it. You can never delete it fast enough where people are not going to get it on the screenshot and disseminate it all across the world. You might as well keep it and own it. But I think you're totally right, and I agree with Stephen A. Smith for what he said, is that you're an extension of your husband who's got to go play these games and this rigged game that you're talking about, that you just put him on notice. You know, you can't do that to him. He's got to live in that world that you just put him in by tweeting that, and you just don't do that. You got to sit back and stay in your lane. And Herm Edwards, think twice before you hit the send button. Reread it. Sleep on it. You know, it might be controversial, and then come back to it. If you still feel that way, then do it. But I can guarantee you, more often than not, you're not gonna hit the send button.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just my problem. You almost question all the great things that your husband did by saying it's rigged.
And she killed her own Q rate because she really was doing a good job of nice tweets here and there, and her and Riley on TV, and they getting on, and she just destroyed it with that. She just sabotaged it.
Absolutely.
Well, I will say it's tough because, you know, I agree with you that, you know, you got to sleep on it and whatnot. But the flip side of that is that, you know, it's a – That's her man. So you're gonna appreciate. You gotta shut it out. But she was in the moment. She was heated. Not the best thing to say for sure. And there's a lot of things that happened. I don't know if you guys know that. You know, obviously they were going to the Cleveland game and they got like her dad got profiled and a lot of things were happening that day. As soon as Curry gets in there, two foul. It seemed like a lot of things are kind of going against the Warriors. I mean, like I said, so
you know what? That's hilarious though.
But I'm saying that's kind of that one. But it didn't make it right by any means. But I'm saying that's what happened. So she was heated in the moment. Well, look at this. You know, you wanted this to happen.
Oh, man.
You know,
that happened to everybody.
But I'm just telling you that's the perspective that you're coming from. You know, that was it right? No, it wasn't right. But I'm just saying, you know, that's probably how everything happened. That's kind of, you know, rigged, like I said, rigged is a strong word. I would say, and I, like I said, if I was a Cleveland fan, he was like, yeah. He didn't even Steph, you know, he was like, yeah, we pretty much knew that, you know, at the beginning they had it out for Steph, you know. So you can say that for what it's worth, but Cleveland, they played fantastic. Yeah, they won. Draymond, his suspension didn't help at all. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that happened with that, too. So, like I said, bottom line, end of the day, Cleveland gets it. I would say, you know, like I said, rigged is too strong a word, but, you know, they still had to play the game and stuff like that, too. But it wasn't an easy pass, no matter what. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All the teams hit adversity, and all the other players have wives or girlfriends.
Definitely.
You don't stereotype something go
Definitely.
Off. They ain't always out popping off on Twitter talking about how the game is rigged. When the game
Indeed.
Has gotten you put up, you and your daughter on TV, and y'all's everybody's sweetheart, you know, you was reaping
Indeed.
All the benefits then. So don't come back and say it's now rigged when you hit your first step of adversity that all stars go through. They go somewhere, and they don't get called, or they get calls they don't think they should get.
Absolutely.
It happens to every superstar in the league, and not every, and you can't respond like that is the key to what happens.
Indeed.
She just built all the goodwill she has up.
I saw LeBron James drive to the basket multiple times and didn't get calls in that game, even yesterday in Game 7. Even under 2 minutes when Andre Iguodala hit him upside the arm going up for a layup, and there was no calls. I mean, that's just part of the game.
And
you're going to have bad calls
like
go both sides.
Too.
There's no
Shaq
out there.
Tweet. He was so big, too. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That reminds me of Shaq.
I'll just make a quick note about
big, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I'll make an even quick note about Game 6, the one that Aisha Curry made the tweet about. And there was exactly 25 calls called on each team in that game. It wasn't even a disparity of fouls calls in that game. But I know we're kind of into a great discussion here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about to end our live portion of the show, unfortunately. We're going to continue to talk more NBA on our OT portion. So click on the same link on tomorrow. You get more of this conversation. You don't want to miss it. Click on the same link on tomorrow and in your lunch breaks. You know, definitely sitting at home in front of the computer. Click on the same link and you get the rest of our OT portion talking NBA Live. We will be getting out information to you on our show on next week. So definitely stay tuned for that. Follow us, of course, on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Talking Sports to the 12th Man. You'll get all of our updates, and we'll get your information to you on next week's show. We'll be recapping the NBA draft And I think it's about that time we start turning our attention to some football here pretty soon, so we'll start getting into our predictions and things like that coming up soon, so you don't want to miss it. Good night, people.
10 seconds, JQ.
Oh, San Diego, I can't wait. Let's go. I'm so ready. San Diego. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, a quick note to our people down in San Diego. You guys are now on the clock. The professional sports city with the longest drought without a championship now that Cleveland hasn't won.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off Cincinnati for a year or two.
Nice.
The San Diego's on the clock.
So we're already in the OT portion. So the question is, JQ, did LeBron James silence his critics? What do you think about that statement?
No. He silenced some of them. I take that back. It's not an all or nothing thing. There are some people that just aren't going to like him because he didn't choose their team, or he does that passive-aggressive foolishness with the sub-tweets and everything else that aren't going to like how he operates and goes about his day-to-day business. They're never going to give him the respect that you think he should get from those. So you can't worry about that. I think there are other people that he did win over, like, okay, damn. And I was going to throw it in there earlier, but I think this is a good time for it. I feel like we were waiting on Curry after that implosion in Game 6 to just go crazy in Game 7, and it didn't happen. I think Draymond woke LeBron up by hitting him in the balls. I really do. If you look at what happened after that happened, you know, it's like, come on, that was a 241-point game and a triple-double in Game 7. You have to give that man credit for going in there, and you know, you don't want to put Kyrie on that level yet, so you know he's a good sidekick, and I think Rob is right. I think he's entering into a great age for LeBron where he can kind of give him the keys to the car to keep doing his drive and then LeBron pick his spots. So he helps LeBron. But without having Wade there now, and you know, without having Bosh to a lower extent, Rob agreed that it shows that I can do it by myself. And I went through a 73-9 team. I mean, that's going to pull some people to the side if you are thinking about it from that kind of logical perspective. But he's going to do something, or tweet something, or you know, say the wrong thing that somebody ain't going to like at the press conference. He's going to have haters, man. It's going to happen. And on that crying face when he falls to the ground and came up. Oh, he and J.R. Smith are the new Michael Jordan with the crying name. They are going to go nuts on them, dog. That's going to be hilarious.
The internet is no joke.
It's brutal.
So I'm gonna throw that to Rob. And what I'd like to ask you, Rob, too, and think about this too, JQ, because we're gonna talk about Golden State and the changes. But I do want to talk about the changes for the Cavs, because there's a lot of things that are going to happen, too. I know we always like to dissect. They didn't give a chance to really, like, celebrate the win, but there's going to be some changes for the Cavs, too. So, I guess, Rob, did LeBron silence his critics?
I think JQ put it really well, and I'm going to agree with him on just about everything he said. I think he's going to silence some, but not all. There's just going to be some LeBron James haters. Just like there, you know, there's some people that are Kobe Bryant haters. There's some people that are just going to be haters. And but you know, I think he did silence some. And I think the big thing for him was finally getting one for Cleveland. And he's going to have a chance at some more. I think LeBron is about 31, if I'm not mistaken. And I see him with a good 4 to 5 years at least left, maybe a few more, you know, depending on how he takes care of his body and things of that nature. So, I mean, for the foreseeable future, it looks like Cleveland is going to be in the NBA Finals.
And Kyrie is the perfect age for him. I agree.
Absolutely.
Kyrie is the perfect age for him. And he just signed a 5-year deal. I think now 1 year into it. So before the cap explodes, you got him locked into a good contract. That's why I say I think he's perfect for LeBron for right now. I agree.
Absolutely. So he's he's got a chance to win some more. I don't know how many he's going to win. He's already a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he's got a chance to win some more. We'll see how many he ends up his career. I think, you know, I think there's still some more that he's going to add to his legacy. I don't know how many more he's going to win, like I said. So for the foreseeable future, Cleveland is going to be in the NBA Finals. It's going to be a while before I see another team in the East supplanting them. And the West, of course, Golden State's going to be there for a while, from what it looks like, too. They're going to be Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, I think all 28 are younger still. So you got to think they're still going to be there in the running. We'll kind of see if OKC is going to be there. I mean, the Spurs. I know we always, every time it seems like you're ready to put them off to the side, they seem to come out of nowhere. And so we'll see what they're going to be doing, obviously building their team with Kyrie Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge.
And I tell you what, the only way that the East has a chance is if Kevin Durant signs with the Wizards. If you get John Wall, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal, they got a shot. They got an outside shot. But that's the only way I think the East
outside
has a
shot.
Shot. They got an outside shot. But I think
yep,
that's
outside
I agree.
Shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only person I think would get traded maybe Kevin Love if you could get an athletic wing and a pick. You know, you might do that deal.
Yeah. That could be. I think they're going to wind up, just my personal opinion, I think they're going to stick with Kevin Love if they can find out to get him to play that role similar to what he did in Game 7. But I do think Cleveland is going to have to add another wing shooter. You know, I don't know. I don't know if Carmelo Anthony is that guy. They're going to try to get to waive that trade clause and squeeze him in some kind of way in Cleveland. But we'll have to wait and see if they're going to be able to pull that off in offseason.
Listen, if they can give up a pick and Kevin Love to get Carmelo Anthony with LeBron and Kyrie, that would damn near be unfair. that would be for real. Just scoring
but
wise,
I think
that would
be
crazy.
Cleveland, I think if you're Cleveland, I think you should still try to pull it off by keeping Kevin Love. But, you know, it may be hard, but we'll see what happens.
Bro. If I keep Kevin Love and a pick to get Carmelo Anthony, and I'm going to keep LeBron and Kyrie, I'm going to do that deal as soon as you propose. I'm going to say yes. Fax me the paperwork so I can sign it so we can make this happen. I do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I don't know, JQ.
That's something to watch this offseason.
Too, sir. Yeah. I think it's about chemistry, though. I think it's about chemistry with Carmelo. He's not really known for being that good of a passer, if you will, but maybe he'll change his game a little bit if he wants to win a championship. But,
you got to use him right. You got to use him right. If
absolutely.
And say you're going to score, and you
know
he's just gritting his score. Between those other two, I don't know, man. That's real ugly. I know the Gold State and them in the West going to be like, damn.
Now, here's the thing with Carmelo Anthony. The day he realizes, in order for him to win the championship, he's going to have to be a second or third option. He's going to never win a championship as long as he's the best player on the team or the number one option. So when he wakes up and realizes that he's got to go to a team and be a second or third option in order for him to have a chance. And I agree with JQ. I think he would fit in nicely. I mean, LeBron is going to bring those guys in.
Yes. You know what?
I think he's
at that point.
Well, he would fit in nicely. We talked about how Kevin Love was going to be a great fit. And look how that turned out. You know, I mean,
I think Kevin Love could still fit in with that team. I mean, I think he just plays the right role.
Yeah,
Carmelo's
well, I'm saying,
more
yeah,
than Kevin Love is, though. That's my thing. They need more athleticism.
I agree with that, too. I agree with you that. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, but Kevin Love was a double-double machine. This dude was, like, averaging 20-10, and now he's barely – here's, like, a couple rebounds. I mean, totally different role that he's in at Cleveland, you know, than he was before. So you can't tell me that. So that's what I
but
was
the
like,
thing
well,
is,
Carmelo, you know, he's athletic. He can do that. You know, he's going to throw – he's not going to move the ball as much. But, hey, he'll get some buckets, and that's what they need. Hey, we'll see how it plays out. It's not a bad thing, I'm just saying.
But the thing is, I don't think that Kevin can play the three. You can move Carmelo for stretches for the three with LeBron playing the four. The problem is that Kevin Love is best to play the four, and that's really LeBron's best position. So to have them to be on the floor together, that means you got to put LeBron at the five and put him at the four, put Kevin Love at the floor, and they get murdered. You know, that kind of depth lineup with Draymond Green and Golden State doesn't really work for Cleveland for whatever reason. And I think that was what they would need the most in order to jail. So unless they make that happen next year and they play better together in that lineup with LeBron at the five and Kevin at the four and they produce, I think that's his best chance to stay on the roster. If not, they might be looking to ship him.
But you're the Cavs. You got to leave. You got to have Tristan Thompson on that floor. I think he's more valuable to the Cavs than Kevin Love is, believe it or not.
Yeah, true. I agree.
That guy hustles. He rebounds. He gets put back baskets. I mean, he does a lot for that ball club.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. I will say this just to kind of get back on the point that LeBron did silence his critics because, you know, he came up big. He scored those four, you know, had the triple-double. I mean, so that's why I think he kind of silenced everyone and realized, hey, you know, there's been times that we questioned him not being unselfish enough, ironically, and he took over the game and just kind of that block down the stretch, just a great game as well, too. So that's my little two cents on that, too. So let's
move. Yeah, he don't get enough credit for his defense. That block was phenomenal.
That was ignorant. They already have a sports science about it. That was just ignorant. To watch the sports science break it down, the ground he covered, how high he got, that he's special. I mean, a physical freak. It's just between the ears for him. I think he may get it now, but it was between the ears. That was what was holding him back, even though he didn't know
true
it.
Indeed. Yeah, so Coach LeBron, I mean, LeBron James did his thing, you know, so, you know, more things in the works. let's talk about Golden State. Wow, 73. A lot of teams that have hit certain plateaus and just didn't come through. The Patriots come to mind. A lot of just made fantastic regular season records but didn't close the gap. So I guess in that vantage point, Rob, is that 73-win season, is that meaningless in your vantage point or what?
I think it's still a great accomplishment, obviously. I mean, you have to say that it's still the greatest regular season team in NBA history. You can't say they're the greatest team in NBA history because it didn't close the deal, obviously. So, I mean, you gotta still give the Chicago Bulls that credit for 72-10 and win an NBA title. And the thing about that Bulls team, they were never threatened, even in the playoffs, that 72. Golden State was threatened by OKC, and obviously they were beaten by Cleveland. The Bulls, that 72-10 Bulls team, they went up 3-0 on Seattle. I mean, Seattle did come and win two games, but then they closed the deal. But, yeah, they were never even threatened. They were never pushed to a game seven. And so you got to give them their credit where credit is due. But the 73-9, you still got to give them credit for having a great regular season.
5 minutes, JQ. What are your thoughts?
Nine regular season losses, nine postseason losses.
I know, that's incredible.
Nobody ever said that's the best regular season team I've ever seen. They say that's the best team I've ever seen and one of the best teams I've ever seen. And they're always going to lose the tiebreaker to another good historically team because they don't have a title. So that puts a big on their season where they was right there for the tanking. But I don't know. It's a very good season. It's not a great season because they didn't win the title. I mean, it's very good. It's the best regular season. But nobody ever says that. Did they have the best year? Well, they didn't win the title that year. So no, yes and no, no. You know, it don't count. So, I mean, it puts it back. It puts it down the list of great years. It's a lot like that Mariners 116-win team in the AL.
Yep.
I mean, 116 wins is a lot of damn wins. That's pretty good. But not to get the championship, you'll just always be one off the conversation. So it hurts a little bit.
16 and
08 together. Right. It helps them if they won a title last year. You know, so they're almost on a two-year run. And that happens with dynasties. You know, you win 3 and 4 years. 4 and 6 or something like that, you don't win it every year. So they still have the makings to be a dynasty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're going to be tough. They're going to be in the running, for sure.
Yeah, speaking of that, so what changes are going to happen? Because obviously you got Harrison Barnes. He's a free agent. Didn't really play that well, I would say. Didn't really help himself. So that's an option. Steph's got to get a new contract. Bogut's hurt. So what would you do some changes for this, Rob? And you got about 3 minutes to talk about this too, guys. So go ahead, Rob.
Well, real quick, I'll make it quick. Obviously, you talked about Harrison Barnes. He's a restricted free agent. Somebody in this league is going to overpay him. I just hope it's not my New Orleans Pelicans. Somebody's going to overpay him. I don't know who it is. But obviously, we saw, you know, he just couldn't step up to the plate. He missed a lot of wide-open threes in this series, too. I mean wide-open threes. I mean, Cleveland started leaving them open. Then you got Festus Ezeli. That's another guy at Golden State who really came on up until the last few games in the finals as well. But prior to the finals, he was having a good season and a good playoff too. He was really hitting down outside shots, playing good defense. So Golden State's got to make a decision on him as well. I know we talked about the Kevin Durant thing. I think Golden State's going to for sure at least attempt to go after him. And obviously, with losing the finals, you feel like now you got to figure out what can we do to put ourselves back on top. So I definitely think Golden State's going to attempt to get them. Not sure if they're going to be able to pull it off, but every team's going to have more money to spend this offseason. So you got to believe Golden State's going to be really active. And so that's why, you know, you got to think they're still going to be in the running here for the next 5 to 6 years.
JQ, you got 2 minutes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would agree with most of that. I mean, if Kevin Durant's out there, you got the pitching. But outside of that, don't all those points you just made, don't overpay for any of those two guys. You know, use that money to find more mid-tier free agents who are going to want to come to Golden State because they see that you have a Klay and a Curry already there and Draymond. Don't let them forget him. So you're going to be able to get there. You're going to get your David West of the world, right? They're going to take a pay cut to go somewhere where they think they can get a title. That's all, the opportunity is available. So you don't have to overpay for Harrison Barnes. But if you can get KD, you go for it. But I think, honestly, they're going to just stand pat, see what the Harrison Barnes market plays itself out. If it's too rich, you don't get involved, you go somewhere else. That's what I would do.
It's been a pleasure, gentlemen, talking with you. Rob, we got a minute. Let's go ahead and end the show. Thank you so much.
Once again, people, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We'll get you information for next week's show. We'll be following up on the NBA draft and get ready to start talking about some football here going forward. So you don't want to miss next week's show. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We'll talk to you on next week. Good night, people.
JQ.
Yes, sir, I promise I won't start no arguments, and Rob won't call.